Outreach Mass, bringing Christ to mid-Michigan for 40 years.
Welcome to the Outreach Mass. Oh my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Welcome to all on this 28th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Welcome also to all who are watching and listening from your homes. Thank you for worshiping with us today. For those who are unable to receive Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament today, let us pray an act of spiritual communion and ask for the graces of the Most Holy Eucharist. My Jesus, I believe that you are in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I long for you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. As though you have already come, I embrace you and unite myself entirely to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Our presider for this liturgy is Father Mike. Welcome back, Father Mike. And this Mass is being offered for Ben, Bert, and Joe Berzinski.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Brethren, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess. Almighty God, have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill.
Let us pray. May your grace, O Lord, we pray, at all times go before us and follow after, and make us always determined to carry out your good works. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
A reading from the second book of Kings. Naaman went down and plunged into the Jordan seven times at the word of Elijah, the man of God. His flesh became again like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean of his leprosy. Naaman returned with his whole retinue to the man of God. On his arrival, he stood before Elijah and said, "Now I know that there is no God in all the earth except in Israel. Please accept a gift from your servant." Elijah replied, "As the Lord lives, whom I serve, I will not take it." And despite Naaman's urging, he still refused. Naaman said, "If you will not accept, please let me, your servant, have two mule loads of earth, for I will no longer offer holocaust or sacrifice to any other god except to the Lord." The word of the Lord.
Shout to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth into joyous songs and sing out your praise. The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power, his saving power.
Reading from the second letter of St. Paul to Timothy. Beloved, remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, a descendant of David, Such is my gospel, for which I am suffering, even to the point of chains, like a criminal. But the word of God is not chained. Therefore, I bear with everything for the sake of those who are chosen, so they too may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus, together with eternal glory. Thus saying is trustworthy. If we have died with him, we shall also live with him. If we persevere, we shall also reign with him. But if we deny him, he will deny us. If we are unfaithful, he remains faithful because he cannot deny himself. The word of the Lord.
Lord be with you.
And with your
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Praise you, Lord.
As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice, and he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, "10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." The Gospel of the Lord. The lepers raised their voice. That's what the gospel said. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." They were so far away from Jesus that they had to shout to him to be heard. They raised their voice, they kept their distance. And if you have heard enough homilies about lepers in the Bible, maybe you know the reason why they kept their distance. Leprosy, or skin conditions like leprosy, not only were physically painful, but they made the person who had it ritually unclean. And this could, of course, spread. And so, in order to prevent the spreading of the ritual uncleanliness, lepers were kept at a distance. And so it was not only physical suffering, there's great spiritual and social isolation as a result. And so being respectful, the lepers kept their distance and shouted. And Jesus responds. He says, "Show yourselves to the priests." Why the priests? The old law made provision for people who had leprosy, but then were healed of it. They could go to the priests. The priests could do certain rituals, and they'd be cleansed and be allowed to reintegrate into society, to return to their normal life. If you're bored, Leviticus 14 will let you know how they did it. So Christ says, go to the priests, and it's interesting the order he does it in. He does not heal them and then tell them to go to the priests. He tells them, go to the priests. And the lepers, still with leprosy, have to make their way, begin their journey. Trust they're not being sent on a wild goose chase. And as they go, they're healed. They're healed on the way. And so to set out, we see that all 10 of the lepers have a kind of faith. All 10 of the lepers plead, beg Jesus for mercy. All 10 of the lepers are cleansed, are healed. But one, the Samaritan, does something different from there. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned glorifying God in a loud voice, and he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. The distance, the space, that which separated them from Jesus before when they had to shout, that's disappeared. This leper, the Samaritan, comes to Jesus and comes and falls at his feet. And Jesus says, your faith has saved you. Now, I already said that all 10 of the lepers had a kind of faith. But this leper had a fuller faith. I already said that all 10 lepers were healed, all 10 were saved from leprosy, but this leper has a fuller salvation, a spiritual salvation, an eternal salvation. And that fuller faith and that fuller salvation comes from the fact that he is near the Lord Jesus. We don't know exactly what happens to the other 9 lepers, but what seems to be implied is that they go to the priests, they're healed on the way, they receive the cleansing rituals they need, and then they return to their ordinary life, to the way they were before. It's understandable. You and I might do the same thing. But the gospel wants us to see a contrast. Both the Samaritan leper and the other nine had God work in their lives. But the leper responded by drawing closer to Jesus. The other nine responded by taking that action, returning to their normal life, and going further away from Christ. It's an important thing for us to see, and the gospel holds it up for you and I to see, because most of us here, most of us watching at home, have a kind of a faith. Most of us have a kind of a relationship with Jesus Christ. Most of us have a kind of a spiritual life. On our good days, most of us can see that God has acted in our lives. And we have the opportunity to respond in one of two ways. We can respond like the nine. We can make our spiritual life something that supports our normal life, so to speak. We can take our relationship with Jesus and make it a means to another end. Go to Mass, but mostly for the comfort it brings. We can pray for a job situation, for a relationship, hoping that it's restored and we can go on like nothing happened. These aren't bad things. But if that's the primary focus in our spiritual life, we're missing something. We're missing what the leper had. We're missing what our spiritual life can be, not something on the side that supports our normal life, but the thing that structures the rest of our life around it. That our relationship with Jesus is not a means to some other end, but an end itself. That when I recognize that God has been active in my life, I can use it as an opportunity, not to drift back into old habits, but to move closer to the Lord Jesus. Both of these are options that are held before us. And you and I have to decide which we're going to be like. The Samaritan leper or the other nine.
I believe in one God. Trusting in God's promise to hear our prayers, we offer him our petitions.
For the church throughout the world, may the Lord strengthen her in her ministry of healing all those in need. Let us pray to the Lord. For all who hold political office, may the virtue of charity be their guide. Let us pray to the Lord. For those who suffer from addictions, that they seek support and come to know God's healing, let us pray to the Lord. For this faith community gathered here today, may the Lord grant us a spirit of fortitude and perseverance in our walk with him. Let us pray to the Lord. For all the afflicted by physical or mental illness, may the Lord bring them consolation and healing, especially those our television, radio, and online community, and those listed in our book of prayer. Let us pray to the Lord. For those who have died in the light of faith, may God bring them everlasting life, especially June Osmer, Marty Dolan, Art Irish, Connie Newell, and all the holy souls in purgatory. Let us pray to the Lord.
God of abundance, please hear the prayers we bring before you and grant us what we need. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name.
Accept, O Lord, the prayers of your faithful with the sacrificial offerings, that through these acts of devotedness we may pass over to the glory of heaven. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For out of the compassion for the waywardness that is ours, he humbled himself and was born of the Virgin. By the passion of the cross, he freed us from unending death. And by rising from the dead, he gave us life eternal. And so, with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and the powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim. Indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." Therefore, Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we, who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son, and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence, we rely for unfailing help. May the sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant, Leo, our Pope, and Earl, our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you, and your compassionate, merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven,
deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
Peace to the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Go.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Of all kindness, be
steps be, then they must follow me. Wherever I am, my servants will be. Unless a grain of wheat shall fall upon the ground and die, it remains but a single grain with no life. Make your home in me as I make mine in you. Those who remain in me bear much fruit.
Lean on the Lord.
Let us pray. We entreat your majesty most humbly, O Lord, that as you feed us with the nourishment which comes from the most holy body and blood of your Son, so you may make us sharers of his divine nature, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth, the Mass is ended.
Thank you, my friends, for joining us for the Outreach Mass. Certain saints have certain patronages. Think of St. Anthony of Padua. He is the patron saint for finding lost articles, has an uncanny knack for finding your lost car keys. When it comes to the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Blessed Mother can answer anything. She has an unfailing patronage, or intercession, we might want to say. And so if you would please pray a Hail Mary for the Outreach Mass, for our community, for our staff, for our mission and ministry, and if you're able to support us financially, you may send checks to the Outreach Mass, 955 Alton Road, East Lansing, Michigan, 48823. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your prayers. And may God bless and keep you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Over the years, we begin to realize how quickly life goes by. For some of us, our journey will end without notice. And when our transition into eternity begins, there won't be a chance for any do-overs. No time to rewind our life. No chance to choose a different ending.
Stupid little brain of yours to do any.
For the movie of our life can be used to judge us. We will sorrowfully relive the bad times.
Happy anniversary!
And joyfully revisit the good. It is then we will fully realize how our unkind thoughts and selfish choices wounded others and led us away from God, our loving Father.
You people are lazy.
And each time we ignored God's voice,
I think she's pregnant by somebody else.
No.
Our conscience grew more deaf and our heart hardened. Thankfully, you still can ask God to help edit your life story and create the ideal ending. No matter what you've done, there is good news. Since Jesus came not to condemn the world, but to save it. Jesus can heal your memories and forgive your past if you accept his mercy. You really can be freed from the addiction of sin and find lasting peace. Imagine hearing God say after your life's movie, "Well done, good and faithful servant." It all starts by asking Jesus to help you now. If you've been waiting for a sign, this is your chance to begin an adventure with God that will last forever. Learn more at CatholicsComeHome.org. Trust in Jesus and find hope, forgiveness, and a more abundant and everlasting life. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org.